This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 133, and you can find it at the show notes on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And today we're going to talk about the 10 top reasons to homeschool K through 6. I actually was going to do one podcast, and surprise, surprise, I couldn't fit everything into one podcast, so I thought I'd break it up into two. This first one's going to be on K through 6, and the next one is going to be on the high school, basically 7 through high school. Well, today I want to thank my sponsor. And that is an affiliate I have, and that's with Build Your Bundle. As an affiliate, I make a little bit of commission off of all the sales, so just a bit of a disclosure there. And you may be asking, why do our podcasts have sponsors? Well, they have sponsors so we can bring you this great information all for free. So I want to thank you ahead of time for helping to support our family and also this network. So I'm going to give you a really quick link because this is a very short-lived sale. It's only for 2 weeks. So if you're listening in the archives, you can always sign up for our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network e-zine, and you will always be up to date on all of our sales and specials. So this is for the bundle. You can also find the link on Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 133. Just scroll down and look for Top 10 Reasons to Homeschool K through 6, and you'll find it there. Here's a direct link if you can write this down, and it's bit.ly/sale bundles, and that's SaleBundles. Bit.ly is bit.ly/sale, SALE bundles. Sorry, no dot there. Let me do that again. The direct link again is bit.ly/SaleBundles. And hopefully you'll be able to get that coupon offer to save an additional 10% off of the bundle. Either way, it's a great sale, and we're going to hear a little bit more about specifics for that bundle in a bit. Well, today, as I promised, I want to talk to you about the top 10 reasons for homeschooling, especially in K through 6. I've been homeschooling since 1986. I am a home educator turned homeschool mom and advocate, and I just love homeschooling. I think it is the best of both worlds, not only for your children, but also for the family. And number one on my list is safe learning environment. I think that as a homeschool mom, you don't have to worry about outside influences. We can pick and choose what we allow our children to see and to hear. So in other words, there's no sex ed in kindergarten. There's no common core, and best of all, there's no bullying. So a safe learning environment for me is one of the number one reasons. You know, of course, a lot of times I'll get emails from friends that say, well, you didn't put, you know, being a Christian ahead of another thing on the list. And I guess because I just assume that's going to be one of your top reasons for homeschooling is for religious beliefs. So a lot of times I don't even mention it. And that's just assumption on my part. You know, for whatever reason you homeschool, for us, I'm going to tell you truthfully, it didn't start out for religious reasons, but that slowly came to the forefront, especially as my children got a little bit more into homeschooling. The second is to become a close-knit family. I cannot tell you how blessed I am to have the family that I have. And not only that, but how close-knit we are as a family. So many times I hear parents say things like, you know, well, we're going to go on vacation and my kids don't even want to go with us, or we were supposed to go to the movies and my kids only want to go if we can bring a friend. And, you know, for us, our family, you know, maybe because we have, you know, more than one child, they are really close, and they're close to each other and they're close to us. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that in the older kids, you know, talking about homeschooling in the older years. But that has really been a blessing that I didn't even realize how important that was, because I come from a big Italian family and we were always very close-knit. So again, I took that for granted. But I have found that that is really one of my number two reasons for homeschooling. Number three is a family lifestyle, learning to be a family and lifestyle skills. And as you can see, number one, two, and three, nothing about academics yet. Yes, I will get to that. But for me, that isn't the most important thing. And so you'll find out in a little bit as I share more. For us, learning some things and how to do it right. My mother-in-law used to say, you know, there's a right and a wrong way to do everything. And if you teach your kids to do it the right way, you don't have to worry about it. And she was right. You know, like if you're teaching your children how to clear off the table or how to set the table or how to make their beds, and you have some things and some routines in place. I was not brought up with a lot of routine or a lot of schedule other than, you know, the typical you get up, you get eat breakfast, you go to school, or you come home and you go sit at a restaurant or a bakery, because my parents owned a restaurant when I was growing up. Well, bakery when I was really little. Then they had a business in their homes. And then after that, they owned a restaurant for the rest of my, you know, growing up years, actually from seventh grade through, you know, college, and actually beyond that. So for me, learning family life skills, again, came naturally, but I've learned with my children that I really need to teach them how to do specific things, or they're going to do it the way little kids do things, okay? And so if you want your children to do things a specific way, it really needs to be taught. And that's something that I didn't pay a lot of attention to with the first two, but definitely did with the next three. The number four thing is going to be academics. So for all of you who are homeschooling for academic reasons, I hope you're cheering now because I've added it to the list. Academics can be anything from the books you select to the methods. I'm going to be putting some links on Vintage Homeschool Moms podcast 133, and this is the 10 top reasons to homeschool K through 6. And I will put some links to some other podcasts I did on basically talking about teaching methods. So I'm not going to go into that right now. And I have some other podcasts too about academics and that kind of thing. So what kind of books are you going to select? Is it something that you're doing, like are you teaching with a theme, or are you just buying textbooks and workbooks and working through your homeschool? If you're starting out, you know, I would highly recommend you attending a homeschool conference and really listening to some of the talks there, going back to the UltimateHomeschoolRadioNetwork.com, and just on that front page, you can search for any topic and see if we have an audio for you on a specific topic that will help you to learn more about different types of curriculums and what's out there. Academics is very important depending on what state you're homeschooling in. That's another consideration. Some states have a lot stricter rules and regulations than other states. Florida, you pretty much can select the homeschool curriculum you want. And for that, I am very thankful and very blessed. We are eclectic homeschoolers, meaning I pull from a lot of different things. All the resources I use for the most part are what I would call the living books, and that's a lot of Charlotte Mason type learning, and that is learning through biographies and learning through books that teach about nature more so than just picking up a textbook and reading it. While I have loved some of the high school textbooks that we have used, I have still supplemented them with labs or hands-on field trips. We, again, are blessed in our area to have a lot of resources. And I look and see what's going on. Like when we were studying the body, there's the Mosey Museum up in Tampa, which is about 2 hours north of where I live. And so we did that interactive tour at the museum. And that just helps your children to have a more rounded approach. We're going to take a short commercial break. And once again, it's an affiliate that I have with Build Your Bundle Sale. And I wanted to give you a little bit more information about that. And we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I have something exciting to share with you today. The Build Your Bundle Homeschool Edition Sale. It's designed to contain the best educational digital products on the internet. Sprinkled throughout the bundles are well-known publishers, some of my own personal favorites, like my publishing company, Media Angels, as well as some personal friends' publishing companies, Write Shop, and Bright Ideas Press. You will find some popular homeschool curriculums, as well as an overwhelming choice of nearly 100 ebooks. The Build Your Bundle Homeschool Sale will allow homeschoolers to pick and choose what they want, all at massive discounts. And you know what? I have a special link for you. If you use the following, you will get the coupon offer. And that is bit.ly/sale bundles. It's bit.ly sale bundles. Or go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com and look for podcast 133. The link is there. Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is the Top 10 Reasons to Homeschool K through 6. I've been talking about some of the top reasons that we've selected for homeschooling, and I'm going to recap on those. The first is it's a safe learning environment, especially for your little kids. The second is it helps you to become a close-knit family. You might think that that's strange, but as your kids get older, they are going to bond to the people that they're around the most. Is it you and your husband and your family, or is it, you know, friends that they meet in the neighborhood or at church or different places? And so that's been for us a real blessing that our kids have bonded with our family. Number three is to learn family-specific skills and life skills. Number four is academics. And I wanted to add to that a little bit with, you know, the Bible. When we wrote a series of creation science unit studies, which, by the way, are in that Build Your Bundle sale, and some classes that I created, we found that, you know, focusing on the Bible was so important, because if you don't give your kids a foundation in the Bible, especially in the book of Genesis, and then they hear things like, you know, well, the world was created many millions of years ago. Oh, wait, we have to make it billions, because what we expect the world to do, or what we think the world has done, and what we see as quote unquote evidence, has to take billions of years. When I first started studying about creation and evolution, I'm getting off on track here, it used to be millions of years, and now they've made it billions of years. So depending on what you're listening to, the time frame has changed. So we know that the Bible doesn't change, and I am so grateful that I was able to teach my children using the Bible as a foundation for all of their learning. And again, for that, I'm really, really grateful. And which brings us to point number five, and that is a Christian worldview. Why is that important? Because when we talk to people, a lot of times we find out that it's a secular worldview. And that's why, you know, for them, there is no, you know, truth is subjective. They'll say things like, well, that's fine because that's what you believe and I can believe, you know, such and so. Well, truth is not subjective. Truth is truth. And so by teaching your children at home, you can bring in a Christian worldview and you can share your thoughts and beliefs. Because believe me, if they are in a classroom with a teacher, no matter if it's in a Christian school or it's a public school, those children are going to be getting that teacher's worldview. And just recently, I've been talking to more and more people whose kids, you know, may have been in homeschools, they've put them in Christian schools, and now they've pulled them out and they're homeschooling again, because they're finding out that many times under the guise of a Christian school, that teacher may have some beliefs that they are sharing with their children that maybe are not appropriate. And so they're having to revisit that thought. And I really just think homeschooling is very pivotal. Obviously, I wouldn't be running this Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, right? Or have homeschooled since 1986. So I will get off my little soapbox and continue on here. All right, number six, learning at your own pace. I have had all kinds of different learners, all in one household. Everyone from just it was a little bit slower, you know, they were a little bit slower getting going to those that were reading by four. For those who were done with homeschool, basically high school at 14, to those that were still struggling at 18 to finish. So homeschooling allows you to let your children work at their own pace. If you need to use a different curriculum, if you need to bring in some supplemental materials, you can do that and not worry and say, oh my gosh, you know, we didn't get this done and we're supposed to do this in fourth grade. I mean, you might be doing fourth grade work in second grade. You might be revisiting some things that they should have gotten in second grade in fourth grade. And guess what, moms and dads, it's okay. You know, we panic about, oh, when did your child walk or when were they sitting up or when did they do whatever other milestone thing? And really and truly, do you really remember when your child walked? I guarantee you, if you have quite a few little kids, you're not going to remember every single one. I happen to remember my granddaughter walking because she actually walked at one on my birthday. You know, she was a little bit before 1 year old. And so other than that, I'm sorry, I just don't remember when my grandkids walked or specifically when my children walked. So those things that we think are so important, you know, these grade delineations are not necessarily dyed in the wool, and especially if you're working and doing some unit studies. I know 1 year we did this massive unit on insects and plants and all kinds of things. And so I pulled and I thought, well, let me look at, you know, the fourth grade book and see, you know, for next year what we need to do. And guess what? The units were all on insects and plants. And we had to go into like almost the second to the last unit in that book to cover something new. So I was delighted that by accident, we had actually done the whole next year because we had done a hands-on unit study and studied these things on our own pace, having fun, reading books, going to field trips and exploring. And it was so, so much fun for my kids and for me as well. Number seven is a flexible schedule and vacation time. We never took huge vacations because my husband owns his own business and so do I. And so it's really hard to leave when you own your own business. So we would take little day trips. But if we wanted to take, if he wanted to take an early day on Friday and, you know, we would go on Friday and Saturday, it would be a fun thing to do. And so we could do that without worrying about, you know, are we going to be missing school or are we going to have some issues that way? And so it was great to be able to be homeschooling and to have that flexible schedule. So if we wanted to have an extra day, we could. Also, my daughter would homeschool more so in the summer months than she would in the winter. So they would take after Christmas almost the whole month of January off. And that's because the weather is nice and they could do more field trips and her kids were, you know, are young. And that way in the winter months when it's so hot, they would be homeschooling. So it's whatever works for you. Number eight is it limits negative behavior around them. So as a classroom teacher, I can tell you that 50% of my time, and this was back in the day when I did teach, which was a long time ago, you know, 50% of our time was spent on discipline. I know the rates are actually higher now, and I feel bad for some really good teachers who are dealing with behavior problems in their kids. With homeschooling, you're going to cut that way down because you're going to let your kids know ahead of time what the rules and regulations are and what you expect. I have found, and I've done a couple of podcasts on kids during the holidays, and I probably need to do one with kids during school hours. But if you let your kids know ahead of time what you expect, it's amazing that they will remember and they will do that. Like when we would go, for example, in the holiday audio that I did, You know, I would talk about letting your kids know ahead of time what they're going to expect when they get somewhere. You know, we're going to go to grandma's house. There's going to be a lot of people there. And I expect you not to go and run around because there's a lot of older people there. And I expect you to go say hi to grandma and grandpa and give them a hug and hi to all your aunts and uncles and cousins. And then you come back to me or you stay with your children as they're doing this. And then we're going to plan what our next thing is. So your child knows that they're going to do, you know, this behavior. They're not going to go running into grandma and grandpa's house and start jumping on the couch and doing things you would not even allow them to do at home. And isn't it amazing that sometimes your kids will go somewhere and do things you don't allow them to do at home? And I know this because my daughter will say this to my grandkids. You know, they'll say, "Mommy doesn't let you do this. Why are you doing this at grandma's house?" And she'll take them aside and she'll talk to them. So if you are letting your kids know ahead of time, you know, we're going to be doing some sit down work and some seat work in the morning. After breakfast, I'm going to read to you. And then we're going to look at the weather chart. And then we're going to look at what day of the week it is. And, you know, say the Pledge of Allegiance and then do a prayer. And then after that, we're going to do some math. And then I'm going to listen to you read. Or whatever your schedule is. In that way, your child knows, and it's going to limit any kind of negative behavior on their part as well as, you know, negative behavior around them. If your kids play any kind of sports, I would keep an eye on what's going on because my kids have picked up some things that were maybe not the most appropriate things. You know, praise God, it was on a very limited basis and more so in high school than in elementary. One of the reasons is my husband always coached our kids, so I praise God for that as well. But that's just something I want to throw out there. Number 9 is to work on character. Every year my husband and I had a dinner date, and during this dinner date we would talk about what character qualities we wanted to work on that year for our children. And we would just talk and pray and just ask the Lord to help us and then talk about how we were going to attain that goal. So were we going to, you know, work on patience or kindness or whatever that was? And then we had a plan in place on how we were going to do that. And I just love it because it helped, I think, really build our children's character. There's a podcast on Mommy Jammies Night that LaToya Edwards is doing. As of this recording, it's going out tomorrow. So this recording is on a Monday and it's on a Tuesday, but probably by the time you hear this, it will be out. Again, I'll have that link in this podcast under Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 133. And you'll have that, and it's all on character. So that's a great podcast to listen to. And number 10, time to think. Now, if you've heard me speak before, I'm like all about this time to think. And why is that? Because we are so inundated with the radio, with the television, with the tablets, with the computers, you know, with everything that I don't think kids have enough time to think. And I think if kids have time to think, you are going to be blown away with what they come up with. And so not only do they have time to think, but they can also work on a hobby. My children have had a bunch of different hobbies and they don't necessarily stick with it. Like I remember my daughter loved taking pictures and she had the most amazing pictures ever of bugs and plants and just the angles and everything else. And she took it with this little, you know, kind of cheapy camera. And then we went out and bought her a nicer camera. And by that time, by the time we bought her a nicer camera, she was almost done with this hobby. You know, she was almost like she was too old. So be sure that you catch your child when they're in the middle of a hobby that they like and supply them with, you know, good enough equipment that they're going to be able to pursue that. My daughter still takes really good pictures, but that's not a passion of hers anymore. And it could have been, too, because of the limit of the supply she had, or it could have also been, you know, she was over that at that point. So whatever it is, you know, give your children a chance to think, to work on their hobbies, and to succeed that way. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, there's some great links over at Vintage Homeschool Moms Podcast 133, the top 10 reasons to homeschool. I also want to thank the affiliate that I have with Build Your Bundle Sale. So if you go to a special link I have, bit.ly, and it's bit.ly/sale bundles, you'll find some great coupon offers as well as some huge savings on products, and mine included. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.